USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we deal with the recession, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium moments ago.
The labor market is particularly strong, but it is clearly out of balance, with demand for workers substantially exceeding the supply of available workers. Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy. While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%. At our most recent meeting in July, the FOMC raised the target range for the federal funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%, which is in the summary of economic projections range of estimates of where the federal funds rate is projected to settle in the longer run.
USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
President Biden used the pandemic emergency powers to push student debt reallocation to taxpayers. Hours later, thousands, including Biden, were partying it up indoors at a DNC function, mostly maskless. Airstrikes in Syria, nuclear negotiations with Iran, and more aid to Ukraine are all on Biden administration's foreign policy agenda this week. On Tuesday night, the U.S. Central Command confirmed a series of successful precision airstrikes in Syria, targeting terrorists with ties to the Iranian Guard Corps. Getting a mortgage loan during a recession is going to cost you a lot more.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is back above 5.5%. It now comes out to an average of 5.55% for the week ending Thursday. It's a jump of more than 0.4% in just 1 week. Despite the increase, Freddie Mac's chief economist says it's possible there are potential home buyers who are ready to make a move.
That's Tim Berg, and we are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the Air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Twitter, with all the turmoil surrounding the social media platform, announced it will begin podcasting, offering the long-form programming on Twitter. The redesign introduces personalized hubs for users called stations that group content together based on different topics, such as news, music, sports, and more. The recommendation that you will see will be based on themes and people that you follow. A new series on Hulu is lying to America when a series about boxing champ Mike Tyson's life on the streaming platform was advertised as endorsed by Mr. Tyson. Here's Mike on Newsmax overnight.
They lied on a few occasions telling people that it was my show so they can get free advertisements and use somebody's property. They also used the UFC to try to allow them to promote their movie, and Dana said he's not with that at all. They're charlatans and he didn't want to have nothing to do with them. Listen, how do they expect to have relationship with entertainers when they're stealing money from them? They're not offering them to pay them for their life story. It's just a bit, man, listen, this whole big scenario is just a bunch of charlatans trying to get their names in the paper. I hope they enjoy themselves. I hope, hey, whatever happens, happen. I'm just very grateful that I'm here talking to you.
The last weekend of the preseason in the National Football League continues tonight with four games. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.